Did you know that your brain gets better the more you use it? Throughout your life, it undergoes changes in structure and function in ways that are influenced by your life experiences. In Think Smart, Dr. Richard Restak, a clinical professor of neurology at the George Washington University Medical School, who's written more than 18 books about the human brain, takes a fresh look at this wondrous and mysterious organ. For example, it's long been common knowledge that what's good for your heart is also good for your brain. Now, Restak says, recent studies have shown why obesity, already a known danger to the heart, is also bad for the brain.
And obesity is now recognized as the number one, if at least high up on the list, of causes of dementia that will lead to loss of brain function. So it's important to get one's weight under control, keep the blood pressure under control, as well as cholesterol and all these things, because they create problems with the blood vessels feeding the brain.
So Restak recommends a variation on the Mediterranean diet, which is rich in fruits, vegetables, legumes, cereals, fish, and olive oil. Restak says physical activity is also important.
You have to think of something that you really like doing, because exercise gives you new capillaries, new blood vessels around the neurons, and it increases interconnections. It also elevates what's called nerve growth factor, which is sort of a tonic you could think of, which helps brain cells grow and be nourished. So all of this is done by exercise. It doesn't have to be any great amount of exercise. Walking a mile two or three times a week will decrease your chances of Alzheimer's about 30%.
Another recommendation on Dr. Restak's brain-enhancing plan of action, taking short naps.
It's been found that napping in the afternoon during the workday for about half an hour is tremendous rejuvenatory ability for us. It enables us to restructure the brain, make consolidation and enhancement of new knowledge. So things like that are new and were not really recognized previously.
And just as you can improve your brain's health, Restak says you can improve its function. He says we're not born with a fixed level of intelligence. People can raise their IQs by reading great works of literature, expanding their areas of interest, or simply increasing their vocabulary.
You get new words every day. For instance, my word for the day is evitable. It means it's something that can't be avoided. So you can use that and work it into a sentence. Say, well, it's an evitable situation.
The human brain, Restak says, is able continually to adapt and rewire itself. He points to multitasking as a good example. Our brain's neural network is not designed to perform two different tasks at the same time and with the same level of efficiency, but it can with training.
It's already being seen as a change factor in the military, where people now who have had a lot of experience with video games are moving rapidly in the military in terms of being able to control things that require a lot of eye-hand coordination, which the younger person has achieved through their video game experience. And they're so good at this that they're able to outperform someone who's of a higher rank and longer military experience.
Keeping your mind active and flexible has long-term benefits, too. Restak says working to improve your memory may be crucial in preventing Alzheimer's disease. He says people can sharpen their memories by doing mental exercises and games, such as visualizing a map of their surroundings.
I just go through my house, the local library, I see it in my mind. So as I walk from one place to another, I see the object that I'm trying to remember. So it's just as simple as can be. You just have to set out your own 10 places and see them clearly and then try to remember and exaggerate it, whether it's your house or the library, whatever it may be.
Dr. Restak presents several other brain exercises.
Let's say I asked you about presidents of a country, the number of prime ministers or presidents, as far as you could recall. And then I would ask you to recite them to me in terms of their political affiliation, and then recite them in order according to alphabet, starting with A and going to as far as you need.
In Think Smart, author and neurologist Richard Restak emphasizes that while severe mental decline is usually caused by disease, Age-related memory loss can be the result of inactivity and a lack of mental exercise and stimulation. He urges readers to pay attention to everything they see, hear, and do, and continually try to learn new skills. Dr. Restak's main message is a simple one. The best way to keep your brain healthy is to use it. For Faiza El-Nasri, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.